Hey, I'm Butterfly.
Hey, I'm Firefly.
Have you ever wondered if we aren't being told the truth about everything?
What have we been lied to about? Join us as we have conversations and ask questions about everything. We invite you to keep an open mind and consider the unfathomable.
Let's break the chains that enslave our minds. Come on, let's go down the rabbit hole.
What's up, Butterfly?
Hey, Firefly, what's going on?
We have a rabbit hole.
We have a rabbit hole.
We're going to make Joe Rogan mad.
We're manufacturing a rabbit hole.
We're going to manufacture it.
Kind of.
Because what we're talking about today is...
Manufactured goals.
Manufactured goals.
Yeah.
And what I mean, I guess you could say, well, all goals are manufactured, but no, we're talking about like weird things that people need to accomplish for their ego.
Yeah.
That's what I think it is.
Yeah. That seems like not necessarily a goal that you need to do in your life, like an accomplishment or a goal.
It's like you weigh 500 pounds. You have a goal of getting back to a healthy weight.
Right.
That's a goal.
Or you are going to college because you have a goal of, becoming an engineer or something. You know what I mean?
Have a goal.
Yeah.
This is different. This is like, well, I went and I climbed Mount Everest.
Yeah. I had to like train for like a year. So
I trained for a year.
So I could get to the top. I had to start at, climb up to base camp.
I had to climb up there.
And then get acclimated. And then after I wasn't passing out anymore, I had to trudge my way to the top because I needed to, make the summit. I had to get to the top of that.
To the summit.
To the top of that mountain.
I only lost, 4 toes and 6 fingers to frostbite. But it was so worth it because now I get to just lead with that. And I tell everybody what a tough person I am and what an accomplished human I am.
I accomplished that.
I accomplished
climbed
that.
Mount Everest.
And now that's not even really an accomplishment because I watch these movies. They have just normal tourists from Japan going up there.
Yeah.
They have Sherpas. You know
Sherpas.
They have Sherpas. Yeah. So the Sherpas grabbing all your stuff and guiding you and telling you where to go. It's not even that gnarly.
I bet you have to pay a lot of money to do that.
Oh.
So it's like a total kind of like a sort of like a weird high-end tourist activity that people are doing. Like they pay a lot of money to go and then they can check that off their list, you know?
You know what it reminds me of is Ozzy's son, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy Osbourne's son.
Yeah.
He climbed El Capitan, free climbed it.
Oh my gosh.
Which is so death defying.
That's...
He was terrified. They showed him at the top. He was crying. He was so scared.
Okay. So what is the point of that?
It's
you know what I mean?
Overcoming a fear. But it's also,
it's a fear that you don't need to overcome.
You don't need
to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there are certain fears in life that are probably worthwhile to overcome. You know what I mean? Like
I'm kind of terrified that, if I go into a big group of birds, they might peck me to death. But I don't need to, go into a big group of birds to overcome that.
Right.
I can just, understand that, maybe I don't feel good about that. That's fine. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's funny you brought up El Capitan because that kind of brings me to the next thing that I've been hearing about people doing, which is, I guess, it's a big thing in, I think, Japan or is it China? I saw this on a video. They're called roof jumpers. Have you heard about this?
Base jumping from roofs?
Yeah. So they climb up and get to the top of these super high, really tall buildings, 50 stories high.
Yeah.
And then they dangle themselves off the edge and do death defying stuff, hang over the edge of this building by their arms and then have to pull themselves up after 10 pull-ups. Like just crazy stupid stuff, to get clicks and stuff and views on Instagram. So they're doing this, they're making money off of it. And I heard about this one guy who it turned out to be his last roof jump because he went up to this 50 story building and he had climbed his way up to the very top. So his arms were already tired And so then when he got up there and did his like thing where he hung over the edge, he couldn't pull himself up because he was so fatigued, and he ended up just falling to his death. And what was the point of that?
Well, that's the thing. It was like, what did you die for, man? And, you know, they have this other guy who's doing that. He's like free climbing buildings in San Francisco. You see this guy?
No. Sounds like the same kind of thing.
He just has no ropes or anything, and he just climbs up the building.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, how desperate are you for validation and attention?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So it would be, you know, if you ended up like, you know, say you were in like a weird plane crash and you like were a survivor and you were on like the side of a cliff and you had to pull yourself up. That would be like something you would have to do.
You gotta do it.
That would be like, and your goal would be to get to the top because you got to save your life.
Yep.
But to manufacture these things as a goal in order to, I guess, just get attention seems kind of like odd to me, because you could literally just die just because you went out and did that.
There's a couple different motives. There's attention, but I think also like there's like, people have things that they have to prove to themselves because their egos are fragile.
Mm.
And remember we talked about insecurity is kind of like everybody's insecure from the media.
Right.
I think these are ways that people assuage their insecurities.
So they're insecure because of the media. So if they can get to where they feel popular in the media, like getting lots of clicks and views, then maybe that makes them feel not insecure because now they're like popular on Instagram or something.
Like, I was insecure until I went and climbed Mount Everest. And now I tell everyone I climbed Mount Everest.
Right.
And so I don't feel insecure now because I've done this and now look at me. I think that's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, I have to do it so that I don't feel insecure around you. You know, there's a part in the Bible where, remember I told you Jesus, like, he gets baptized with the Holy Spirit. Then he goes out into the desert. And after 40 days and 40 nights in the desert, the devil comes and starts tempting him. And the first thing he says, kneel down before me, because I have been given all the kingdoms of the world. But there's another part. And he says, because they're up on, like, a high cliff where he's talking with them. And he goes, throw yourself off of this cliff, because the Bible says, angels will bear you up lest you dash your feet against a stone. And what does Jesus tell him? He says, don't tempt God. Don't tempt God. These guys are tempting God.
They are.
I remember there was this one girl.
They're tempting fate for sure.
I used to buy weed from this dude that lived near me in Santa Cruz. And I went over to his house to buy weed one time, and there was a girl over there hanging out. And, you know, she was like cute and like 22. She was just like, hi, and smoking weed. And I was like, hi. And then so it was like back in the days when YouTube was still kind of new. So it was kind of cool. She was pulling up some videos and we were scoping out. And she pulls up a video of some guy flipping around on his motorcycle. And I'm talking, he goes off like a 200-foot jump, flips completely upside down, lands no hands. If he made any kind of error, he was probably going to break his spine.
Sounds like Evel Knievel.
Evel Knievel. He would have been like, you know, in a hospital bed, maybe died. And I'm going, I don't know how this guy do that. And what I meant was, how can you risk your life just for validation and just for people to go, whoa, bitchin'? She was like, balls of steel. And I was like, well, I can see that you're admiring of that. So I think a lot of girls kind of reinforce that behavior.
Maybe.
They go, oh my God, he flipped around. He's so balls of steel. Oh my God, I'm going to go get with you. You're really brave. But it's not, I don't think it's bravery.
Stupidity.
I think it's the opposite of bravery.
Yeah.
I think bravery is, no, I don't need validation from others. That's bravery. I used to work at a ski resort. For 3 years, I worked at a ski resort. So I saw all different types. And there's a phenomena in the skiing world where people will go risk their lives. Like,
wow.
I can enjoy myself. I go to the top of the mountain and then I ski down and I have fun and it feels good. And no one's watching and I'm having a good time. It's internal gratification. Other people that go do the same run, but instead of going down a nice, pleasant line, they go and jump 80-foot rocks just so they can tell everybody that they jumped this 80-foot rock. This one dude, he did it, and he hyperextended both of his knees. It was a horrible injury. He was probably never going to walk right again and never going to ski again.
Wow.
And I'm like, what was that? What'd you do that for, dude? He was my roommate.
My gosh.
I watched him go through the horror of the after effects.
Wow.
And what it comes down to is these people are desperate for not only validation from others, but they're so insecure that they need to do these things for themselves, I think.
I think so. It's like people will say, well, they're daredevils or they need like that rush. But I think the way you explained it is what's happening. It's not necessarily like the rush, but they need to like do this to feel like better about themselves.
I have a bad feeling that most Americans have low self-esteem.
Yeah.
I think most Americans have low self-esteem and are insecure because the media kind of has this way of portraying like, no, dude, only a few people cut it. Most people are rejects and most people are miserable disappointments. That's what the media kind of suggests.
Yeah.
Most people are just normal, unwanted, undesirable pieces of crap.
Yeah. So you can, in order to feel like exciting, like you have excitement in your life, you can go do one of these things. Like you can go to this place and pay like $100 and jump out of an airplane. So this is another one that kind of weirds me out. Like people jumping out of an airplane for like the thrill of it. Like what, why? I mean, it's such an unnecessary risk.
Oh my God.
So I just saw this other video about this kid that his friends all decided like, we're going to go jump out of an airplane. Like they decided like this was a good idea, you know? And this one kid was like, he was kind of not, he didn't really want to do it.
Those are the ones that die.
Yep. And his mom was really worried and she went with him and they went up in the airplane.
How horrible for her.
How horrible. They went up in the airplane and he was with the instructor or whatever, who turned out later to have like not actually been like licensed or whatever it was.
Yeah, you wonder what's for that.
Yeah. And they jumped out and the parachute didn't open and they fell to their death. And it turns out this place where they were doing it, it's up in Northern California, actually. And I know somebody who actually went there and did this. Crazy. This place where they were doing it, it turns out like over 20 people have died. And I don't know how this place is still in business. Like, wouldn't that be a huge liability?
Well,
you know, like what's happening here at your place?
Statistically, that's like in keeping with the statistics. So when I lived in Tahoe again, so like 95, one of my neighbors was this lady and she was super cool. I loved going over there. I'd go hang out and smoke weed with her and hang out. And she had this video and she put it on and it was kind of like, remember another one, Bites the Dust? And it was all the people dropping down from the cooties that took the cooties shots.
Yeah.
Well, she had one and it was all the people dying from base jumping and parachuting.
Oh my God.
And it was a whole hour and a half long of just death.
Why would you want to watch that?
I was pretty stuck.
It's horrible.
I love it because I kind of like seeing those people die because you know what?
Sad.
You know why? Because they're going and doing that because they're desperate for approval and attaboys and they want to have their ego be some big huge thing so they can be like, ooh, look at me. So when your parachute doesn't open and you go splat, I don't feel sorry.
No, I mean, like,
you did that.
If you are in a plane to go somewhere and it crashes and you die, that's terrible. I feel bad. But it's
you
like,
went and jumped out of a plane.
Why would you jump out of a plane?
The
it's
plane,
not a safe thing to do.
You're not supposed to do that. The plane is out there flying.
You're supposed to be in there with your seatbelt on.
Yeah. It seems like you would like naturally just go, you know what? I don't want to jump out
of
it.
Doesn't seem like a good idea to jump out of a plane.
When I'm in a plane, I don't look down and go, I want to jump out. I don't think that. But that's just me.
Like, I don't really ever think about jumping out of my car while it's moving either.
She was telling me, she was like, dude, this lady was gnarly. She was on her 1500th jump.
Oh my gosh.
She jumped.
The lady that was watching that video?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So she had jumped out of 1500 airplanes.
And she liked watching the videos of the people dying.
I think she kind of maybe had a death wish. Dude, that's what it was. I think she had a death wish. I think she was going to go jump until she died.
Yeah.
I think she made up her mind. She wanted to die.
She was just pushing fate. And she was actually...
Maybe that's the predicate of these things. Maybe these people subconsciously want to die. And maybe that's why they're doing it. Maybe. Because when you put yourself into danger for no reason...
An unnecessary...
It seems like a death wish, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's inherently a death wish.
Because isn't the natural human condition to want to save yourself? You know what I mean? Like you're going to run away from danger, but you're actually purposely putting yourself in unnecessary risky situations.
Yeah.
And putting yourself in danger.
It's like a behavioral flaw.
It goes against nature.
It's a character
It goes against nature.
It does. You're basically your whole body, all of your intuition, all of your instincts are designed to keep you safe and to preserve you from danger.
That's a natural animal instinct.
Like, I kind of know, I don't want to stop on the railroad tracks. I'm going to stop here if I got to stop at a red light. Yeah. Just because I know I don't want to get run over by
a train. Exactly. And the rabbit is running away from the mountain lion.
See, those
not
dudes.
Not running towards the mountain lion.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, those dudes would be like a rabbit, going, hey, this one right here. And then the mountain lion's coming after him. And then telling his friends, dude, did you see me get away from that mountain lion?
Dodge the mountain. Now I'm going to go for a coyote.
That's what, an X Games rabbit. In X Games, so the X Games was kind of a sick cultural phenomena that came out of the 90s. And what it was this extreme sports. Mm-hmm. And it was I flip around on my motorcycle. I flip around on my skateboard. I flip around on my snowboard. Basically, I go and I do death-defying tricks. Mm-hmm. Like I'm a chimpanzee. So, oh my God, that reminds me of an epiphany.
Oh, okay.
So I used to read, there was this Chinese wisdom from a guy called Confucius. Have you ever heard of Confucius?
Yeah.
So Confucius has a whole book.
Yeah.
And it's all tidbits, tidbits of wisdom, right? So one of Confucius says, wise men say. So Confucius is talking about, he goes, they go to Monkey Island. So there was an island that was inhabited by all monkeys. Mm. So they go to Monkey Island to go hunting. So they're looking for one of the monkeys to kill. And one of the monkeys goes and starts doing all these dazzling feats. And one of the guys shoots an arrow at it. The monkey flips around and catches the arrow and grabs onto another branch and just does this incredible feat. And all the guys are like, that was incredible. What happens? All the dudes aim at him and kill him.
Oh, God.
So what Confucius is saying is, if you want to go be a show off, it's not going to work out good for you.
Right.
Because what you're doing when you're saying you're a show off is, I'm better than you. And I think that might be the predicate of these types of things. I think these people are insecure and they go, you know what? I'm going to do something that's going to make me just worshipped. And then there's girls like the girl that was at the dude's house that I was buying weed from that goes, ain't that balls of steel? I'll get with them. Mm-hmm. So they get reinforced by those kind of girls. Mm-hmm. So there's kind of a sick media behavior going on now where...
But there's other girls that are going to look at that and go, that's really lame and stupid.
Yeah, like you. Like if you talk to some tattooed motocross dude who just I landed no hands. You're like, well, you probably could have broke your back.
Yeah.
What if you got a kid?
You know.
What if you got a wife and a kid and you go break your back? Now, you don't die, but now she has to kind of take care of you.
Yeah. Sucks.
And you got no money coming in now. And how long are you gonna get paid for that trick?
Now she has to go do tricks to
she's all fucking me right here. I gotta flip around now. You know, I don't know. I think what it really comes down to is validation from other people, and also I'm insecure and this is how I assuage my insecurities. You know, every time I start to kind of feel like crap about myself when I'm around a girl, I just go, dude, I climbed Mount Everest. I climbed Mount Everest. Remember that. And then if she doesn't like me, she doesn't like a Mount Everest champion.
Right.
That's what she is.
It's weird because we kind of talked about this before I mentioned to you. To me, it doesn't seem like the same kind of thing as, because some people would be like, well, you know, everything is could be a goal, you know? Are you saying all goals are stupid?
But goals are stupid.
It doesn't seem to me the same as, like, you know, somebody who is, like, has trained all their life to be, like, an Olympic gymnast or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It seems different to me because, like, maybe that's something that they did growing up. They trained their whole life to be a champion skier, or champion gymnast, or whatever. Like, and now they want to go to the Olympics. Like, that seems like a legit goal. Like, yeah. Not just making that up to, like, get views and clicks and stuff like that. You know?
No, that's different than daredevilry.
Yeah,
daredevilry is a thing.
Yeah.
And daredevilry is encouraged.
It is.
I see videos all the time of people just going out and being on camera and, like, you know, a lot of them will just go jump off like a rock that's like 100 feet down into a river. Do you know how dangerous that is?
Yeah.
You have no idea how deep
the water is. It might not be deep. Yeah.
You have no idea if maybe the current changes a little bit, or what if you go into the water a little bit left of where you thought you were going to go, mm-hmm. and you just nail a rock.
Yeah.
That's got to be so gnarly.
Yeah.
My friend, he moved down to Arizona and he had a girlfriend over there and she had done that. She went to a natural pools and she jumped off of a rock and it was shallow and she basically broke her back. So now she has like, now she's like 27 and that was when she was 18 and she's still debilitated, can never have a job.
Wow.
She's always broke. She's one of those people where I finally told him, I go, dude, you're going to have to dump her because she, you ever know how some people have a hole in their bucket? And you keep pouring water in their bucket, but there's just a hole.
Yeah.
So you can't help them.
Yeah.
She's always just, I can't do anything. I broke my back in, you know, whatever, like 10 years ago. So I can't do anything anymore. So you just got to take care of me. And I kind of have, I'm still high maintenance. So that's another outcropping. People just kind of, because I used to do it all the time. When I go skiing, you go up, when you go skiing or you go snowboarding, you get to the top of the run, right? And now you're looking down at your run. So you're looking down the hill. You pick your line. That's what they call it. Pick your line. So you go and you go down the mountain in the way that you feel like your ability level can handle. Mm-hmm. And then you go have fun and you do it. And that's how I would do it. And when I'm picking my line, I'm not thinking about what other people are going to think of my line or is this going to impress people? But I think I'm unique in that. I think other people, I've seen them, they go skiing and the whole time that they're skiing,
they're putting on a show.
They're putting on a show mm-hmm. for other people. And these guys are always getting gnarly injuries, like gnarly, you know? And they think, well, I mean, dude, but I live that radical lifestyle, bro. And it's like, well, and I think they get encouraged by that.
You know where my line is? Down the bunny hill.
Down the bunny hill. But you're happy with that. You know, that's the thing. I think people need to learn to just be happy with what they like to do.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of live in this.
I like to do après ski. You know what that is?
Après?
Après ski. After ski.
Oh, yes.
Go hang out at the lodge and have like
hot chocolate,
hot toddies. And hot toddies. Stuff.
I love that.
I'm not a good skier.
But I bet you look really good in those little suits.
I'm good at après-ski.
Après-ski. Well, that's a fun thing to do. And I love the lodge. The lodge is really fun because you go in there and it's cold outside and you go in and you have some hot chocolate. There's usually a fire.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where the dudes go. So now they've gone and jumped off the big rocks and they come in and they want everyone to listen to their dude. Dude, I boosted Nun's cone.
I just did a black diamond.
Dude, you should see. I went so fat. I caught so much fat air. And everyone's supposed to just be like, oh my God, dude, you're my hero.
Yeah.
Like literally, I'm gonna have an effigy of you in my closet and I burn incense to it. That's how you're my hero. So it's kind of a sick phenomenon.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought it up because I've always kind of been annoyed by that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I just started thinking about it and how like these things, I came up with this idea that they're really like manufactured goals.
Well,
they're things that you don't need.
They get validated by it.
You know,
when I lived in Santa Cruz again, Santa Cruz, I was working at Trader Joe's. And around the time that I was working there, there was this kid named Jay Moriarty. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
He is famous. Because of exactly what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
So he was 16 years old and he dropped in at Mavericks. Mavericks is a place in Half Moon Bay that has huge waves. I mean,
I've heard of it.
And people have died there. Yeah. Mark Fu died there. Yeah. So, you know, the face of the wave is like 35 foot.
Yeah.
And if you bail, it brings you into the boneyard. And the boneyard is like these jagged, huge rock croppings where the white water rings you in there. And this dude Flea, he bailed, not Flea from the Chili Peppers. There was another dude Flea. He bailed and he was stuck on the rock and they showed the water washing over him and he almost drowned.
Oh my God.
Because the you don't get a break. You just keep getting covered with water and he was stuck on the rock and he was all bloody. It was gnarly. Yeah. So dude, is it worth it taking all that risk to go enjoy your water sport?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be just enjoying a water sport. That's considered recreation. But everything's become like this big competition and you got to be gnarlier. So Jay Moriarty, the 16-year-old kid, he dropped in and he didn't make the section and he bailed. But he survived and he became a legend in Santa Cruz.
Oh my
God. When he came in Trader Joe's to buy some chips. And everybody's gathered around and going,
so cool.
So they get validated for it.
Right.
That's another thing.
That's true.
He ended up dying. Oh. So he dropped in at Mavericks and didn't die. But then he went scuba diving and bumped his head and died.
Oh, that's kind of ironic.
And I'm wondering if maybe Satan killed him.
Yeah.
Satan was like, no.
Die on those rocks.
No, we're going to create an ethos out of you. So now he's kind of like a legend.
Yeah.
And they can like do Surfer Magazine stories about him and kind of make money off of him.
Wow.
So.
Well, you brought up an interesting point just then when you said that that they have to be gnarlier than the – it's like everything we talk about. People like
the tattoos.
The tattoos on the faces and stuff. It's like, and the big holes in the ears. It's like those people just have to be gnarlier than.
Or homosexuality. It's got to be more kinky.
Yeah, it's got to be weirder and gnarlier than the.
That's what it is. That's what it is. There's a contention. You know what contention is?
Yeah.
When you contend with someone, you're competing.
Yeah, it's a competition.
We have contention and rivalry in our culture. It's all, hey, my name is Jeff Bezos, and Tiger Woods' submarine is 7 feet longer than mine. That's contention and rivalry.
Yeah.
You know? So when you go do your run, like I used to ski pretty gnarly runs. Like if you were to just watch me and you weren't a skier, you'd be like, wow, that was pretty gnarly. Because I would jump off like a 20-foot cornice into a straight down chute, but I knew I could do it. And I was doing it just for my own. That was fun for me. These guys, it's always about pushing the limits. You know, there was a huge rock. It was called Nun's Cut because it was real tight. Mm. So it was like the snow would fill it in. And as the snow would dissipate, the chute would get so tight that you could only point your skis straight down and go straight down. But the rock that formed the Nun's Cut was 80 feet tall. And this dude jumped off of that. And if you think about 80 feet, 80 feet would be like, have you been to Magic Mountain?
Yeah, I hate that place.
Yeah.
So gross.
You know free fall?
Yeah.
It'd be like jumping off a free fall.
Oh my gosh.
With skis on and just landing in snow. Dude, so many things can go wrong, even if you're an expert skier.
Yeah.
But it's all just so that you can go down in the lodge and there's Butterfly with her hot cocoa looking all good by the fire. And you go down, you start telling your story real loud. Even though you're not talking to Butterfly, you talk loud enough so she can hear. And you go, I boosted Nun's Cut just now, dude. And then there's always one girl going, wow.
Balls of steel.
You got balls of steel. Do we have anything else? That was a good one.
That was pretty good. That was gnarly.
It was gnarly. We pushed the limits on it.
We pushed the limits.
You know, it's so what's the white pill? We haven't talked white pill on this
one. We haven't talked white pill.
Because that's kind of a blue pill behavior.
It is.
To go and risk your life so that you can.
Unnecessarily.
You completely are. You're safe.
Yeah.
You're safe. You go put yourself in peril.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Yeah.
So that you can get validation.
You run towards the mountain lion.
You're like the rabbit that goes, hey, I'm right here. Well, guess what? He's going to get nailed one of these times.
Yeah.
That's the thing about these people. One of these times, you're going to bail. You're gonna have a bad day.
It's just a matter of time.
And then, like you said, okay, so now you pulled it off the trick. What if you really won?
Yeah.
Or let's say you don't pull off the trick and now you break both your femurs and you're in traction for months. Was it worth it?
And you like can't walk right ever again.
Ever again. And now, is it worth it?
Yeah.
If you break your femur, it's gnarly. One dude broke his femur when I was up there, and it's gnarly. You don't recover from that pretty much ever.
Yeah.
Because that's the main bone in your leg. People die from a broken bone there. So you're taking all that chance just so that someone can go, oh, you got balls of steel. She probably still is not going to be into you. If you're ugly, it's still greasy.
After you can't walk.
You're all, look, I was trying to jump this huge rock. I know, but if you made it, I'd probably be with you. That's probably what it is.
So what's the white pill?
So the white pill is don't feel the need to
impress.
Risk your life to impress other people.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to do that.
No.
You don't need to do that. If someone is going to be like that, you don't really want to be with somebody like that.
Exactly.
You know, if somebody's going to be like, oh, well, I'm not really into you. But then you go jump off an 80-foot rock and they go, I'm kind of into you now. You don't really want to be with that person, because what are you going to have to keep doing to keep them interested in you? Yeah,
then you're going to have to do something gnarly.
I'm going to have to do a backflip off a nurse. And she's like, you better step it up. Otherwise, I'm going to go find another guy. Because there's another guy now that you jump that rock. There's some other dude going, dude, I got to go bigger than him.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to just have a helicopter hover. I'm just going to flip out of the helicopter. They're always coming up with new stupid ways.
Well, oh, so I know what I was going to bring up. So you're talking about all these like extreme stunts that these people are doing, you know, to get like clicks and views and like compete. What about, I know I've brought this up a bunch of times, but there's all these YouTubers that are doing lame stunts and getting views and clicks. Lame. Like, oh, if I sit in this box for 3 days, I'm gonna, you know.
I have a theory about that. I think that's a TikTok outcropping.
Mm-hmm.
So TikTok's from China. Mm-hmm. And in China, I heard somebody did an expose. They went over there and lived there for a while. And they watched TikTok in China. In China, young people on TikTok are learning math equations.
Yeah.
Learning.
It's like educational.
Taekwondo, mm-hmm, and stuff. Yeah, it's educational self-improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they do here is, we've talked about the power of the foist. Whatever's foisted in front of kids, they're going to think is good.
Right.
You know, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
It can be Courtney Love in a hole and they just go, well, it's good. No, it's not, but it's foisted on you and the mainstream is doing it. So you think, okay, I align myself with that. So I think these like cold water challenges and stuff is being foisted on our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being like, behave like a retard.
Yeah. And this is cool.
This is cool.
This is cool. And you know,
validation.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I think that's true. I think that we've kind of become like a,
well, it's all part of dumbing down our society. And so if they get,
it's dumbing down.
If they get the kids dumb and doing dumb stuff and thinking that that's like cool and important, it's important to do this dumb stuff, then they just act more dumb and they become dumber. And it's all part of that whole thing.
That's true.
You know,
there's another sick outcropping of it too. It's, this whole idea of my life is a reality show and I have an audience.
Right.
My life is interesting and I have an audience that's expecting me to be entertaining with my life.
Yeah, just doing dumb stuff.
Like Trump is like that.
Oh, totally.
Trump is a polished reality show contestant because he's able to make a show out of everything. Like, I'm going to meet Bibi. You're doing a great job, you know? And he's just such a showman.
Right.
You know, I think these people kind of have that instilled in them from the time they were a kid.
I think this whole mentality is like really being pushed on the world now to be like
an entertainer
and to be like a YouTuber and to be like, you know, a reality show person, like your life should be watched by the world. You know what I mean? It's
absolutely.
It's kind of,
and I think about our podcast in that context, because mm-hmm, you know what we do is, I was thinking about this. We're entertaining, but we're not entertainers.
Right.
this is not, we're not making an, well, I guess it's entertainment, but we're not necessarily doing entertainment. We're kind of doing like public service announcement and we're kind of doing like social commentary, almost like a documentary or something, but it's entertaining. So we're just kind of being ourselves. Other people are entertainers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're going and jumping out of airplanes for entertainment, that's an, you're an entertainer. You're kind of like a clown. That's what it is. You're a big clown.
I'm a big clown.
You're a clown that does death-defying tricks, but if you go to the circus, sometimes the clown climbs up a big ladder and jumps down.
Yeah, or walks on a tightrope.
They walk on a tightrope.
No net.
Dude, I told you about that one girl in Reno. She was gnarly.
What did she do?
She was doing trapeze, and the, so the one dude is hanging from the trapeze swing by his legs, holding her, swings, flips her up. She does like 10 flips in the air, and then the other dude grabs her perfectly and catches her.
Oh god, that's scary.
And there's no net down there. If she falls, she dies.
Well, see, so this,
and this is in Reno. This is to entertain gamblers.
Yeah, this is what I don't understand too. Like, why no net? Why? Just so that the audience could be like, oh my god, it's so much more scary.
Well, because, you know? I think audience members like to see death.
Yeah.
Like, that's why it's hockey, like, they want to see the fights.
It's like the Coliseum.
It's like the Coliseum. We want to see death.
Yeah.
Or at least the chance of death.
I mean, there's like that, I think it's a family that walks on a tightrope, and they've gone to all these crazy places, and they've like strung like a rope across these,
I've seen those,
these
people.
Huge canyons.
And they use like a balancing rod.
Yeah. They're crossing these huge canyons with like no net anywhere, and like they could just fall to their death. And I'm like, what is the point of that? Like,
it's a dad going, come on, son, come on out.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Well, you know, I'm wondering if those people are simply filling a demand in our society. I think there's demand.
People want to watch like the possibility of somebody dying before their very eyes.
Totally. Like, let's say there's a new video of a guy doing a base jump where his chute didn't open up and he went slamming into the wall. It'd get 10 million views.
Yeah. Sick.
Well, we talked about that. That's kind of what the Dodgers game kind of conjures up. You know, it's people love, or UFC. They love just death. And watching people get killed.
So people really haven't evolved from the Roman gladiator days that much.
And we also talked about de-evolution. We've devolved from the 50s.
We've devolved.
Because in the 50s, I don't know, did you have, maybe we had boxing, but boxing was kind of like, well, I guess we had boxing in the 50s. Yeah. Boxing's kind of like a blood sport.
It's kind of gnarly.
I think the bloodthirsty audience is what's driving this behavior of risking your life to accomplish things. I think it's a bloodthirsty audience.
Totally.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. You have anything else?
I think that's it.
That was good.
That was fun.
That was kind of a fun little rabbit hole. Yeah. All right, I'll
talk to you soon.
Okay, you too.
Bye.